time to heed the call for financial freedom. This is the Audible Advisor Podcast with Spiros Vassalakos of Athenian Private Client Group.
Glad to have you back on the Audible Advisor Podcast. I am Ben George. He's Spiros Vassalakos. He's president of Athenian Private Client Group. And today we're talking about values-based planning. I know from our previous conversation so far, Spiros, I know the human element's obviously a huge, huge part of what you do with your clients. So I'm guessing this values-based planning is something that you incorporate every day, right?
Yeah, absolutely, especially when we're looking at our clients when it comes to their personal lives. It's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's not really all about dollars and cents. You know, it's about them and what they like to do with their family, friends, things that they like to enjoy outside of, you know, anything that has to do with their finances.
Great. So we'll go through that today. We'll walk you through the different aspects, different values that people have and how Spiros works with clients to incorporate that into the plan that they put together to make sure that they have everything, all their goals and their needs met along the way. But if you haven't checked us out before, please go visit the website, theaudibleadvisor.com. We put all of our shows there. Plus, Spiros is recording videos again, so some great educational videos covering a number of different financial and retirement planning topics. So you'll want to check that out as well. So please subscribe both to the podcast and the YouTube channel when you get there as well. We'd love to have you follow along as we release more and more content every week. So the goal is to continue to educate and inform you, and hopefully the show will do that. So today is values-based planning. Again, you talked about it. It's not all about the dollars and cents, right? It's about what really matters to someone and then how you can actually incorporate that into their plan. So let's start off with number one. I think for a lot of people, Spiros is family, right? That's so, so very important.
For many of my clients, you know, I believe, and they tell me it's really the number one thing. I mean, I always like to use clients as an example. When I'm sitting down with a particular client, I always tell them about a client that we're working with. And as I probably mentioned in other episodes, I'm very involved with the Tampa community, and we work with a lot of veterans organizations, you know, in the Tampa area. And so this one particular client who was actually referred to me, 20-year vet, was in Afghanistan, was in Iraq, basically retired, approached me and said to me, you know, look, I want to start working with a financial advisor. And I said, well, tell me a little bit about your current situation. And the first thing he talked about was his family. Mm-hmm. And really was the most important thing for him, being that, you know, he was in the military for so many years. And, you know, his thought process is, you know, I want to make sure that something happens to me. I want to make sure my family's taken care of. I have two young children. I have, you know, a young wife. So I just want to make sure that's taken care of. And we really talked a lot about his family. And so we approached, when we started working with him, we really approached putting together his financial plan that revolved around his family and, you know, obviously, you know, some other things that he wanted to discuss with us.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I love hearing about the veterans, and that's great that you work with them, and that's a cool story. And we appreciate his service if he is listening to the podcast. So family, so very important, and one value that so just about everyone really kind of leans into quite a bit. And it takes us into our next one here, faith. You know, faith for a lot of people is very important as well. But, you know, you want to align a lot of your decisions with money and how you invest and how you spend and how you give with your faith, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that really comes down to more of what do I want to give to, you know, my church organization or some sort of faith-based organization that they're involved with. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all spiritual. You know, we all believe, whether we believe in God or we believe in some sort of external force out there. But, you know, at the end of the day, I believe, and the way I approach my life is being very spiritual. And, you know, I believe in God, and I believe that there is a direction for me, and there is always a path, and I'm put in certain situations, and it's really taking advantage of those situations. And, you know, with my clients, you know, at the end of the day, they're trying to take advantage of what they currently have. And but at the end of the day, they really have to put a plan together. And so that's really where, you know, the faith really comes in us as advisors, when the client looks at us, to make sure that we're helping them and we really genuinely care about them as the individual and care about their family.
Yeah, I know a lot of people get more comfortable when they're working with someone that at least aligns with their faith or puts it a priority and makes sure those decisions align with what they want to do. And that's something that Spiros and his team at Athenian Private Client Group will do. So family and faith, too, you know, obviously at the top of the list for most people. Let's shift gears to career here. For a lot of people, they want to retire as soon as possible, right? Spiros, I'm sure you hear. How soon can I actually hang it up and go do what I want to do in retirement? But for other people, the career is so important, right? They see that as like that is part of their life. They don't ever see them not working.
Sure. I mean, I'll give you an example. So we work with a lot of millennials in the Tampa area, and you know they're very career-based, focused. A lot of them are actually entrepreneurs and they're starting a business and their focus really is about building that business. And they're not really focusing about how am I going to accumulate wealth. It's more about how much money I could spend into the business so I can grow the business. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's where we come in and we actually help them, you know, with the personal side of it, because they're just so focused on the business side. You know, they tend to lack, you know, the energy to want to focus on the personal. And I always tell them, listen, whatever your personal life is, does flow into your business. And so you really have to balance both the business and personal side. So yeah, you know, career. And if you're retired or looking to retire, you know, at the end of the day, what's really, really important is that you have that, you know, plan together. And I stress this all the time with my clients that, you know, you have to if you have a plan, you got to revisit that plan. You know, there's constant things that do happen in your life. And so you got to be able to make those changes in your plan. And again, I see this a lot because, you know, we're in a great resignation, as they would say. A lot of people are resigning from their jobs. They're looking at different careers or they're looking to make life changes.
Right.
Today, you know, I just read 40 million Americans actually left their job, you know, in 2021.
Wow.
And it's crazy. And so, you know, when you're doing that, I mean, you better really have a plan and start taking a look at it, because you're going to have a lot of changes going forward, and you got to make sure that plan is up to date.
So even if someone does have a, you know, a high value in their career and say, hey, I want to work forever, you still have to make sure that plan's built to put them in a position where if they do ever change their mind with that, they're okay to step away, right? You don't want to build it out to where they're expecting to work a long time.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, you know, the plan should just basically show you, here's how much you need to accumulate for retirement. Here's the rate of return that, based on your risk tolerance, this is the return that we're looking at. And at the end of the day, it's got to tell you, here's how much you'll be able to spend just depending on your lifestyle. So if you're not working, your lifestyle is definitely going to change very quickly. So you want to make sure your plan is connected to that life-changing lifestyle.
All right. So family, faith, and career, three of the values we've gone through so far. Let's talk education now. And this could go a couple different ways, right? A lot of people will prioritize education, and it could either be for themselves. They want to continue learning throughout their life, right? They don't ever want to stop and settle. Or it could be the other side, where they have grandchildren that they want to help out with and help pay for their education. So how do you work education into that process?
So, you know, when we're putting together a financial plan, we always look at, you know, that one area where it's, you know, college planning or for their kids or their grandkids, right? Just depending on where you are in life. So, you know, that is really the main focus. So we talk about, you know, 529 plans. We talk about prepaid college plans that are out there depending on the state that you're living in. Here in the state of Florida, we really have a great prepaid college plan. I mean, normally people unfortunately have to wait until a certain period of time when enrollment opens. But, you know, we try to get them going very quickly with that. And, you know, again, we have clients that are making career changes and thinking about going back to school. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we talk about is, you know, okay, what do you have in savings? And are you thinking about maybe going back and taking a student loan out? So, you know, those are the things that we have to, you know, that we do talk about constantly. So again, you know, education, it depends on where you are in your life, could mean different things for you. So.
Right, education is always so important and one that is going to cost you a lot of money too in many cases. So you got to plan for that. All right, we kind of touched on this a little bit with faith, but even for those that aren't really spiritual, there's charitable giving that is important to a lot of people. So this could be, I guess, with legacy planning, right, with that aspect of things, but also just, I guess, year to year giving that money and giving back to people.
Again, we put together, you know, what we call legacy plans. So we have clients that basically tell us, look, while we're living, here's what we want to do. You know, here's where we want to donate our money. Here are the organizations that we're involved with. And, you know, what's really important for them is that they really want to make sure that it goes to the right places. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, there, you know, there is a tax benefit to it. But to be honest with you, sitting down with many of my clients, it's really about giving back, right? So, you know, I believe in that. I believe, you know, when you're at a certain point in your life that you have success, what you want to do is you want to start bringing people up to that level and you want to help them. So, you know, charitable giving is really the way to do it. And, you know, I got clients that are, you know, that love pets as well. And so they give to certain organizations in that area. But at the end of the day, it really all comes down to, you know, I want to really give back. So what are the things that we need to do? And, or, you know, how can I do that?
Yeah. So charitable giving, something to plan for there. One of the key values that people will often want to consider. All right. Last one here, Spiros, and we'll finish on a good one. How about fun? That, you know, a lot of people that save their money, you know, are hesitant to spend it in retirement. But at the end of the day, it is about having fun and enjoying all the hard work that you're putting into this.
Absolutely. I could tell you one thing. My millennials have no problem spending money. They love doing that. They love taking vacations. They love the quality of life. It's actually my clients that are actually retired right now that are, you know, in their 80s who actually grew up, you know, during the Depression, right? So, you know, they remember bread lines and they, you know, they tell me, you know, it's just very difficult for them to really take the money and enjoy it. Believe it or not, they rather give it to charitable organizations and actually see other people enjoy it rather than them enjoying it, which is great. But, you know, at the end of the day, I always believe, you know, health, you know, really builds your wealth, right? They've already built wealth, but, you know, you still want to go out and spend it and enjoy it. And it's a tough thing to do. Not a lot of financial advisors actually tell their clients to spend money for all sorts of reasons. But, you know, if you have enough and having that plan and knowing here's how much you can spend, go out, spend it, take a vacation, go visit your grandkids, do something that, you know, you always wanted to do on your bucket list. So those are the things that I tell them. And, you know, again, have fun. That's all I could tell you.
Isn't that the point of putting a plan together, though, Spiros, is that so that you have the confidence to spend the money that you want to or know how much you can spend, so you're not always worrying about, hey, can I go out to dinner or can I take this trip or whatever else it is?
You know, look, I tell clients, as long as you have a plan that's put together and you pretty much know how much you can actually spend every year, you shouldn't really worry about, can I go out for dinner or, you know, can I take a vacation? I mean, again, my clients that are younger, they have no problem doing that. You know, a lot of them actually spend too much money and wind up going into debt. And, you know, then we got to figure out, okay, how can we lower this debt so we have more discretionary income? So, you know, that's a different conversation. But with our retired clients, it is a struggle to actually have them go out and spend money and enjoy their life because you're in your golden years, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, here in Florida, I can tell you, I golf. When I golf, I see a lot of, you know, retirees and I, you know, I'll sit down and I'll talk to a few people and I'll meet them and I say, well, you know, what do you like to do? Well, here's what I like to do. We're right here. They golf, right? So we talk about vacations or, you know, traveling, and believe it or not, you know, a lot of them don't do it because they just don't want to spend the money. So it's unfortunate, but you got to have fun. You got to have fun.
You got to enjoy it. That's the whole point of doing this and spending so much time and following the steps and the processes to get there, is to make sure you can actually enjoy that hard work. All right, Spiros, this has been a good conversation, this values-based planning. I know, you know, if anybody's kind of curious about, you know, beyond this, how it works with Spiros and his team at Athenian, you can always just go visit us online, theaudibleadvisor.com. Go back to our one of our earlier podcasts on the financial planning process. You'll get a better idea of how Spiros and his team really incorporates that human element, like these values, into the planning process and get a better understanding of that. So I encourage you to do that. And while you're there, please subscribe to the show, too. We'd appreciate that as we continue to roll out more and more episodes, along with videos, which are coming as well. So keep an eye on those, again, at theaudibleadvisor.com. And if you want to call Spiros directly, you can do so as well. It's 727-754-8418. Spiros, always a pleasure catching up with you and going through some of these things with you, and I appreciate it. I know values and values-based planning is so important to so many people, so it's great to hear how that works in the retirement planning process.
Ben, thank you very much, and I just want to tell everybody thank you again for listening to our podcast, and I really hope that you're really getting some good information. And the last thing I want to tell you is go have fun, enjoy your life, and have a great day.
The Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Athenian Private Client Group are not affiliated.